USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that President Biden has surrendered America's energy independence, Russia can continue playing games with Europe. Russia's Gazprom Energy Company announced Monday it was halting another turbine in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany, and the flow of gas, already at just 40% of capacity, would fall by another half on Wednesday. A wildfire near Yosemite National Park, California's largest of the season, at roughly 20,000 acres, sent smoke into the San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento. The Oak Fire, which erupted Friday, was roughly 20% contained this morning. Firefighters have their work cut out for them. Emmanuel Chavez is with the Cal Fire on Bay Area CBS News.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Canadian authorities are reporting a man fatally shot 2 homeless people in a suburb of Vancouver, British Columbia Monday before being shot and killed by police. It is illegal to possess an unregistered handgun of any kind in Canada. Boeing workers in the Midwest are poised to strike.
Boeing workers at 3 St. Louis area factories are set to strike on August 1st.
We're trying to get something that would help counteract that inflation cost to our members so we stop losing our take-home pay every week so we can invest in retirements and stuff like that.
That's Bryce Kelly with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. The strike announcement comes after talks broke down between the aerospace company and unions representing about 2,500 employees. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Consumer Confidence Report is due out this hour. We are USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
China's space agency launched a rocket on Sunday, delivering a new module to its space station. However, the inexperienced actions by China has the rocket's core stage ready to uncontrollably fall back to Earth. Now the 21 metric ton core stage will crash back to Earth in a week or so. This isn't the first time the Chinese inexperience has proven incompetent. In April of 2021, a piece of launched spacecraft crashed into the Indian Ocean. Also, a crash into the moon recently was suspected Chinese rocket garbage. President Trump is the keynote speaker at the sold-out America First Agenda Summit in Washington, D.C. today. His speech is scheduled to start at 3 p.m. Eastern. When America asked cops to wear body cameras, it was resisted, but eventually became a standard. Asking public schools to put cameras in our kids' classrooms is being resisted tooth and nail. Erica Sanzi on Fox News with Outreach for Parents Defending Education.
Well, there's no question that policies across the country have taken hold that are attempting to drive a wedge between parents and their children. And we need to keep in mind, right, like a school will not give our children Tylenol or Advil or even let them use sunscreen without parents signing a permission slip. And yet now we have school districts, again, across the country who are deliberately deceiving parents and also acknowledging that they are withholding information from parents.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.